Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Barbara DeMick's Nothing to Envy. So Sophie, what's the first thing that hits you about this book?
Honestly, it's the title. It's this phrase North Koreans used to say about South Korea, nothing to envy. And that just broke my heart because it's not just propaganda, it's this psychological shield they built to survive.
Right? And the book is set in Chungjin, not Pyongyang. It's this gritty industrial city where the revolution's promises have basically turned to ash. DeMick follows six ordinary people who lived through the worst of it and eventually escaped.
And what's so powerful is they weren't dissidents to start. They were loyal citizens going to political meetings, reciting slogans. It's only when the system starts failing them in the most basic ways that they begin to question everything.
Yeah, and the central catastrophe is the famine of the 1990s. The government blamed it on natural disasters, but DeMick shows it was man-made. They prioritized military spending over food, collectivized agriculture, and refused international aid that came with scrutiny.
And the way it hit Chungjin was just brutal. The food ration shrank, the public distribution system collapsed. People were foraging for edible plants, boiling tree bark, even eating grass. The schoolteacher in the book watched her students collapse from hunger in class.
I'm not gonna lie, that part got me. And it's not just the physical hunger. It's how it destroys relationships. Mothers watch their kids starve, neighbors steal from each other, friends become rivals over scraps. The teenage girl in the book remembers her family surviving on one meal of corn porridge a day.
And yet, DeMick doesn't paint them as victims. They're resilient and resourceful. The surgeon kept his hospital running by bartering on the black market and using traditional herbs. The factory worker risked trading across the Chinese border to feed his family.
Right, and the regime kept demanding loyalty even while people died. They still held political meetings, chanted slogans, and the portraits of the Kims watched over everyone. The cognitive dissonance must have been enormous.
And that's where information comes in. The state controlled everything, so most people had no idea how bad it really was. They didn't know that South Korea had become this wealthy, free country. When they finally learned the truth, it was devastating.
The escape itself is a whole other story. They risked everything to cross into China, and many were caught and sent to labor camps. Those who made it ended up in South Korea, which is almost incomprehensible to someone raised in total control.
And the psychological adjustment is fascinating. They feel guilt and betrayal. They miss the sense of community and certainty. The freedom is overwhelming. Some even long for the old system, not because they want to starve again, but because they miss the simplicity.
Yeah, and that's what DeMick captures so well. The totalitarianism isn't just fear and violence. It's the manipulation of language and identity. They're taught to see the Kims as family, so dissent feels like betraying your own parents.
And the book also critiques the outside world's response. International aid was blocked, sanctions may have made it worse, and even South Korea was reluctant. It's a humanitarian catastrophe that could have been mitigated.
The part that really stayed with me is how the title becomes this terrible irony. They said they had nothing to envy because they didn't know what they were missing. And when they finally saw South Korea, the envy wasn't just for material things. It was for the dignity of choice, of speaking freely, of living without fear.
Absolutely. And DeMick's compassion is remarkable. She doesn't judge. She shows ordinary people who are complicit in terrible systems, who do good and bad things, who survive by making compromises. They're not heroes, they're human.
And that's what makes it so powerful. Behind every political abstraction, there are real people. And DeMick gives us a window into their lives, struggling to find meaning and hope in impossible circumstances. That's the takeaway for me.
And if you want to go deeper into books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Nothing to Envy reminds us that even in the darkest places, people endure and their stories matter. We'll see you in the next one.